Will James be returning to India after his visit here? Constance asks.
Sadly, I believe so, Lady Astley says. At least for a while. He's decided to set up a merchant venture for himself, though I have no idea why. It is admirable for a young man to try and make his own way in the world, Mama says. But Lady Astley scoffs. Then what is the point of acquiring all this? She motions around the room. If there is no one to inherit it. No, I hope that once he arrives and has all the comforts of England and finds a suitable wife, he will wish to settle down here at home. I'm sure he will, Mama says. He will have to return to India for at least a short while, Lady Astley says, just to wrap up his obligations there. But hopefully it won't take long. What do you think, Lily? She says to me. Would you like to visit India? Or live there if the situation demanded it?
Not particularly, I say. I know I've said the wrong thing when Lady Astley's face falls and I hear Mama choke on her tea. I mean, I suppose I would go if I had to, and India has lovely flowers, but I wouldn't choose to. I'd rather stay here and my own garden.
It is a profound thought to think that our place in the vast cosmos is unique. We as human beings often feel limited by time and space, perceiving ourselves as entities distinct from the whole. Yet, this perception might be just a narrow glimpse of a broader reality, a reminder that our perspective is but a single thread in the rich tapestry of existence. Happiness is my modest attempt to step out of that delusion and to capture, however fleetingly, the boundless and multifaceted nature of happiness.